Welcome to Bridge the Gap with hosts Josh and Lucas, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. Powered by our supporting partners, NHI, RCARE, NRC Health, TSO Life, Erdman, and Sherpa. View more and check out all things Bridge the Gap on our new website, btgvoice.com.
Welcome to Bridge the Gap podcast with Josh and Lucas. We are in San Diego and we have taken a detour off of our conference schedule to sit down with somebody very special. Today on the program, we have Callie Ahern and Adrian Mark from the Glamma Project. Welcome.
Woo-woo.
Thank you.
Yeah, super excited about this one. Fun. I have actually been looking forward to our listeners being able to hear all about this. It's the first time we learned about you and what you're doing. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Cool. Thank you for having us.
Yes.
This has been something that we had a conversation. It's been ongoing. Your story has touched our hearts. And so we wanted to make every effort possible so that you could get this back out to our audience. And so, Callie, tell us about what started this idea and where has it taken you?
Oh, man. It's been a personal journey. I originally started this project. I was very inspired by my own grandmother. So I might get emotional, but I'm going to try to bear through. But about a, let's say, year and a half ago, my grandma, she's lived up to about 88 on her own. So she had a second story floor apartment, very independent. It's where I've learned a lot of my independence from. She's, you know, one of those kind of strong female voices. And about a year and a half ago, she had a heart attack. And it was a really tough transition, very tough for her, obviously, from a health perspective, very tough in our family. And, you know, we kind of all had this conversation after it happened of what's going to happen, because we knew that her living in that second-story floor apartment was going to be tough. And she had lived with my aunt for a while she was kind of getting back up on her feet, and we started kind of touring different living facilities, trying to see what she'd be comfortable with. And, you know, we could just tell that this was going to be a very tough transition. She had to let go a lot of her personal belongings, downsize, while she was dealing with all of the health issues, and it took a toll. And we finally found this wonderful, my family's from St. Louis, Missouri, by the way, so big Midwesterners. And me being in San Diego, I kind of had to all watch this through a lens. And I'd have phone conversations with her constantly, and we'd have these little phone dates, and I'd do little check-ins. And she finally found a senior home that I think she was very comfortable with. And it was an independent living facility. And my mom and my aunt were wonderful. They had painted her apartment the exact same color pink that her apartment was and got all ready for her. And I had called her, I think, the first or second week as she was getting settled. And I could kind of still hear it in her voice. She wasn't herself. And I said, you know, Grandma, I said, what's going on? You got this great place now. They have all these activities. You're going to meet new friends. You know, what's up? And she just said, I'm old. And my grandmother had never said those words. And I said, what do you mean? And she goes, since I've moved in here, I feel 10 years older, and I just don't feel beautiful. And that, I think, still gets to me. It's tough to hear. And I just kind of got to thinking, I'm like, no. No, this is not going to happen this way. I am going to get her confidence back. I don't know what I'm going to do. But long story short, we kind of still kept talking. And she has this picture framed in her apartment. And it's of her when we did glamour shots back in the day. I was probably like 10. And she started bringing up that photo in the conversation because she said, that was me. I was in my prime then. Look at my hair. And I know exactly what picture she's talking about. My grandma still looks like that. You know, she's... You know, maybe it was 25, 30 years ago, but to me, she has not aged. And so I got to thinking, I said, you know, Grandma, your 89th birthday is coming up. I said, why don't I fly in? I love makeup. You know I love makeup. I said, let's recreate that photo. And so I flew in. I got all the cousins together. I had hired my cousin Alex, who's a wonderful photographer, to come in that day. And we kind of just had this really beautiful day where I glammed her up. I brought out all these accessories. She had outfits picked up. All her grandkids were around her. And we just did this photography session. And I think I got to the airport, and my cousin already had all the photos edited. And she sent them to me. And I was on my knees at the airport crying because that was how I wanted to remember my grandma. And that was my grandma in those photos. And I got on the plane and I just started thinking, you know, I've been talking to my husband about wanting to volunteer this year. My husband was just going through losing his grandmother, so it's something very personal for us both. And I just got to thinking, I said, there has got to be more women that feel this way. And so I got back to San Diego and I just kind of just got this crazy idea. I'm going to start doing makeovers for seniors. And I had called a bunch of homes and started getting a little bit of legs, and I was getting a lot of advice from a lot of different people, and the Glamour Project was kind of born.
That is so fascinating.
Long story.
Yeah, well, it's a fascinating story. So I have so much appreciation and thank you so much for kind of sharing a very tender story. You know, that's to open up and talk about your own personal situation with your family. Those transitions are real. Those are real life. And how inspirational that you took that, what could have been kind of a traumatic time, and turned it into something so positive. It's, you know, what we talk about being the bridge all the time. So since you had the, what I call the big idea.
Epiphany.
Yes. And it worked wonders in your family situation. This project has been kind of exciting to watch unfold, you know, from a distance on social media and things like that, which I think is how we first connected with you, mm-hmm. was on social media.
On Instagram.
Instagram, that's right. So tell us, you know, how have you taken this idea and this kind of one-off opportunity to really do something special for your grandma through the Glamour Project? That's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
and kind of taking that into maybe some other communities and helping some other women. And you even talked to us a little bit in the beginning about some of the partnerships and sponsorships that had kind of surrounded to make this possible. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I got to thinking, I'm like, at first I knew right away, I said, this project is bigger than me. It's way bigger than me, because first and foremost, I want to help seniors have that same experience my grandma had. That's the heart and the soul of this project. But it's multifaceted, and I also want to help girls my own age. I'm 32. I have been in the world of Instagram and everything it throws at you, and the meaning of beauty, what is considered to be beautiful. You know, you have to look a certain way, or you know, all these cosmetic procedures these days, I've certainly been influenced by that. And I think I sat back at one point saying, when did I redefine what beauty was? And I think I look to people like my grandmother, and certainly what I'm hoping to learn from this project is a new definition of beauty. And, you know, we need to wear our wrinkles as our stripes. And it's something that I need to learn a little bit more. And I think something that women like Adrian can certainly teach me. So I want it to be a platform to kind of show the age is beauty, and girls should not be afraid to grow older. And this is what we have to look forward to, and the memories that you're going to make as we age. So that's part of the project. I think another part of the project is connecting with beauty brands. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of time, you know, the senior women are a little bit forgotten, and you see ads plastered all over with a particular image. But, you know, women like Adrian, they love beauty practices just as much as I do. We did an Ulta event where we got to bus, I think, about 10 to 15 ladies from the to Ulta. And I had reached out to Ulta to say, you know, hey, I'd really love to film in store. You know, I'd love to bring seniors in and introduce them to new products and have them play with makeup. And, you know, is that something that could be possible? And Ulta, I think, was pretty taken back by the request at first, but they loved it. And they actually gave us a $500 gift card to put towards the ladies' purchases.
That's so cool.
And so beyond that, I started thinking, you know, I really want to reach out to brands, because we go through makeup like crazy. I mean, it's I originally had funded the kit with my own products. Mm-hmm. And I think I quickly realized we go through a lot. And so it's also a place where brands can get involved and give back. And so we've had Morphe donate products. We've had Too Faced donate products. We've had some beauty influencers reach out to say, you know, I get all these PR packages and I have a surplus, you know, would you take it? Mm-hmm. And so it's a platform, I think, to get people from different generations also involved.
So tell us about this beautiful young lady that's right here beside my side, beside you. Tell us about this relationship and how it formed.
Oh, man, I meet a lot of very awesome women through this project, and I connect with quite a few of them, some a little bit deeper than others. And Adrian was somebody I was very fortunate to meet. She willingly signed up for the Glamour Project. And so we got to chatting, and she was telling me about her daughter and we just had a lot to talk about. I'm so close to their faces while I'm mm-hmm. doing their makeup, so I can only be inquisitive and ask questions.
I never allowed too many people to get that close to my face.
So, Adrian, tell us about, from your perspective, how did this all come about, and tell us about your experience.
Okay, well, I live at a senior community called VVI in La Jolla, and suddenly there was a sign-up sheet in our activity room, and it said Glamour Project. I thought, what is that? There wasn't much told to us about it. It just had about six spots to sign up. And I thought, by that time I had seen some of the other photos that people previous to my signing up had done it. So I said, oh, okay, let's do it. So I signed up and walked in on a Saturday, and there was Cassie with all of her glamour products and makeup, and there was accessories, and it was like, wow, I didn't quite know what to expect, and it was pretty amazing to see what she had laid out and how it was all going to come about. And then I realized there was a photography session after the makeup, which I didn't know anything about at all. I thought it was just the makeup. So, you know, then I experienced her actually applying the makeup, and we got to talk, and I understand what her purpose was and what she was doing, and I realized how fun this was, and like, wow, I'm like Cinderella, you know, this is like, suddenly someone's paying attention to me, and there's intimate conversation, and during the whole thing, and I kind of felt really important. And then there was a photography section, and there was lights, and there was scarves and makeup and all kinds of things that went on. And I thought,
to be a movie star.
Yeah, I thought, oh, wow, it's the closest I'm ever going to get to being a movie actress. But it was a lot of fun, and it was very important, because I do believe that the aging process does catch up to us and becomes a factor that we try not to focus on, but, you know, that was a day to feel special and just really made a difference. It really brought joy to my life and a fun, fun time, and it was great to interact with Callie and her group that she had, too. So that was my experience.
It's so, so awesome. It's just to see the relationship that has grown between you all, hear about the program. So we're here at a conference, in case you guys didn't know, that you've kind of joined us here at. That's kind of like the Super Bowl of senior care and senior housing. A lot of influencers, a lot of decision makers. And Callie, you said that you wanted to grow this, right? And so what's kind of your vision? What are you looking to do with the Glamour Project?
Thought about that a lot, and Adrian was even asking me while we were sitting out in the lobby, she goes, what do you want to do with this? She goes, is it a business? And I said, no, I feel like the heart of this project is a volunteer program. And I said, you know, if I could shut my eyes and make everything magically happen, I'd turn it into a nonprofit. You know, I've certainly had girls reach out to me that have seen, you know, the before and after photos on Instagram, or, you know, when we market, you know, specific makeup brands that have donated to us, they think it's neat. And they said, you know, I love this. Like, how do I start this in my hometown? Or this reminds me of my grandma. Like, how can I do this? And, you know, I've put a lot of thought and little kits together about, you know, if you want to start this in your town, you know, I'll help you research what homes, and I'll help you get it going. And, you know, I have different ideas of how that could happen. But I think that at the end of the day, I'd love to turn it into a nonprofit and be able to scale this and grow it beyond San Diego and grow it beyond what I'm currently doing, and have it be something that at any home at any point in time, you know, we have this troop of volunteers that, you know, align, and we could just give the Glamour Project as an activity to anybody that wants to do it.
It's kind of overwhelming to think of where we're at and that vision and how those two things could come together.
Yeah.
And then this platform, I think that it's something that really is so meaningful. And Josh, you and I talk all the time about the love stories of the business, and this is a perfect example.
It is a perfect example, and there's so many opportunities. You know, we get to see it because we're in the space, and we get to see what the communities are doing, what these volunteers and these families are doing. So when we created this platform, it was to share these, what we refer to as love stories. So I think this is a beautiful project, a beautiful love story. I thank you for being here and sharing your stories and kind of the personal testimonial.
Exciting. Yeah, I'm excited to hear what Callie's doing and see the excitement that the other ladies have when they get their makeup done and when they see their pictures. And it's just a wonderful gift that you're giving to us.
Well, and it's neat too to see them. Sometimes we just had a lady that we had made over last week that she was brand new to V, and she didn't have a lot of friends. And she said, "Oh, I'm just kind of hoping I meet some new people." So it's also neat to see the sisterhood. I think that they've formed from this project. So I think it goes beyond you and I. It's they've kind of all rallied together, and which is neat to see.
Yeah, really
that's super cool.
Really nice.
Well, we're obviously sharing your story. I'm huge fans of what you're going to be doing and what you are doing. I think we'll look back here in several years and see the awesome influence that this is having in your local community and around the country. I know our listeners are going to get excited about it. They're going to want to know how to reach you and how to get started. We'll obviously offer them the opportunity to connect with you in our show notes. So thank you for being here today.
Yeah, this is a great aspect of a mantra that we talk about as being the bridge. There's so many bridging connecting points here, not only intergenerationally, but just and generationally of ways for people to develop relationships. And so to our audience that wants to know more, all you got to do is in your iTunes, just scroll down, check it out. We're going to have links to Callie. We're going to have links to the Glamour Project. They've got a great Instagram page. They've got videos, they've got photos, and a whole bunch of other things for you to connect with. And I'm sure Callie would be more than happy to reach out and respond to those people's messages. So, So this is exciting. We're really happy to showcase this, guys. And we really appreciate another great episode of Bridge the Gap.